Hi, Tristan.
Hi, Rihanna.
So, you moved recently.
Yes, I did.
How did that go for you?
It was pretty stressful, I'm not gonna lie. I had to work in moving in the middle of like a work week. I had my dog, so trying to keep my dog not running out while I'm carrying boxes into my little Honda Civic.
I'm also moving soon, and I have had stress leading up to it. One thing, when I tried to look up moving statistics, because everyone says moving is like one of the most stressful things you can go through, there's this really commonly cited statistic that people rate moving as being as stressful as divorce, which I don't know if I 100% believe if that's true or if that's just propaganda put out by the moving industry, by Big Move, but like...
Listen, you know, that could be the case, but I really do think there's something to that, because the stuff that people have in their house is very important and like signifies like parts of themselves. So when you're undergoing something like moving, where every item you bring, if you have a moving company or if whether you're just having to do trips back and forth yourself, that's additional money you need to move. So a lot, it often requires like you making decisions about what things you remove and what things you keep. So it's in a way divorcing previous parts of yourself and then deciding what you're going to be moving forward with yourself.
Yeah, it's about breaking up with your old place and starting a relationship with your new place.
Absolutely, absolutely.
This week we're talking about what makes moving hard and how to make it a little easier. Have you ever heard of something called decision fatigue?
No, I haven't. What's decision fatigue?
It's like this phenomena where as you make more choices in a day, your decision-making kind of degrades, which I feel like that's my theory around moving and why it's so difficult, is that you're just making so many decisions, even when you're packing, like deciding what to keep and what to get rid of, what goes in a box and what goes in a trash bag, doing all of that. And on top of that, having to work and make really big decisions at work, I think that's really like taxing mentally.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm very grateful I didn't have a lot of things
exactly,
when I was undergoing my move. I could imagine it could be a pretty big life event. You know, if you have been staying in a place for a while and you have a lot of things and then making the decision, oof, every item I move is going to cost X amount of money, X amount of time. Yeah. And then having to make that, I imagine making those types of choices, especially if you're tied to the items you have in your home, can be pretty daunting for someone.
All right, so right now I'm standing in my apartment. I'm surrounded by a bunch of empty boxes, and I've got like a day or two to pack and move. So I have got to make a lot of decisions very quickly. So for our episode all about moving, I've curated a list of moving tips that I'm personally testing out. And number one at the top of that list, before you can pack any boxes, I have to figure out what I'm willing to part with. So we're front loading the hard choices. One thing that's like a big problem when you're moving is finding stuff that you didn't know you own and having to get rid of those things. So you really don't want to move with stuff that's kind of useless to you.
As you're getting ready to move now, have you come across anything that you didn't remember having?
I threw away like bags of clothing. That's bags my problem. I think actually like getting rid of clothing was a problem for me.
So I take it you don't have in the new place you're moving into, you don't have a like a walk-in closet or something like that?
No, I honestly never.
You don't have like a mirror and like two like walls of like clothing racks in the new place?
No, not the luxury walk-in, no.
It's taken me 2 or 3 hours, but I am now standing in front of a pile of stuffed trash bags. So that's like one, that's like six bags, okay? It's not like all of it is clothing. It's a lot of stuff though. And a lot of it I've carried from like apartment to apartment, rental to rental. It's one difficult thing about moving, but it is one positive thing that you have to confront some unnecessary burdens that you don't notice until you're forced to confront them and decide what matters to you and what doesn't. Okay, so yeah, I'm like 90% happy about that, 10% embarrassed. So yeah, that's pretty good.
How good are you when it comes to organizing?
I've gotten better with age.
Okay.
Honestly, though, not when it comes to moving, I'm like, okay, let me get 5 big boxes from like Office Depot or something and just throw my stuff in there. Not really like the, oh, all the stuff for my kitchen goes in this one box. Mm. All the stuff for my office goes in this other box. I'll have all the breakable stuff, like my breakable dishes or like glass items. Like, I'll wrap that and put that like together and like make sure I protect that. But everything else, I'm like, get in there. I gotta bring it over to my new place as soon as possible.
The problem with putting all your stuff in boxes all together is that when you actually get to the new place, you need stuff to use. So I've seen a lot of people talk about like having a first day box where like you put like a shower curtain in and some like utensils and like everything you need to like have your routine.
It's already stressful enough. The last thing that you would want is not being able to shower without getting water all over the floor, or not being able to brush your teeth, or not even being able to make like a quesadilla or something.
I finished packing my first day box. I'm just going to go down my list and double check everything off. All right. So we've got like a shower curtain, liner, sheets and blankets, and towels, all my toiletries and toilet paper. And what else? Toolbox, extra trash bags, all kinds of stuff for cleaning. Okay. Yeah. No, this is going to be super handy.
But then in your case, you are moving without stuff.
Honestly, it was really easy. I was lucky that I was moving at a time where a lot of summer leases were ending for college students, especially living in a college town with 3 universities here. Being able to go on stuff like Facebook Marketplace and find like gently used couches that college students have had in their apartment, and now they're moving back home, so they're not going to bring another couch to their parents' place. Being able to get lightly used furniture for such an affordable price, just basically a price that's pretty negligible. Like, I got a decent couch for about
$50.
$50? $50, and, like, that type of couch would retail at, like, $500. So
wow.
I got all my stuff about 2-3 weeks ago. So the end of July, near the start of August, when
Everyone's moving,
exactly.
That's
so,
a big tip for Tallahassee.
So absolutely. If you're not just Tallahassee, if you're in a college town anywhere, find out around the dates when the spring semester ends and people are moving for the summer, because a lot of people pre-move out before the summer because they're not going to be there. And then right at the end of when those summer leases end and people are looking, college students specifically, are looking to move.
All right.
Thanks for listening to Speaking Of, the Unbothered Edition from WFSU Public Media. New episodes drop every Thursday, and you can find them wherever you get your podcasts. Speaking Of is produced with support from PRX, and is made possible in part by a grant from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation.